A multimedia show on the Moravian Children's Home near Queethluck is on display at Bethel's Cultural Center. The show profiles the demise of the orphanage, which was home to many of the region's native children after epidemics of the early and mid-20th century, and captures oral histories of the people who remember growing up there. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Leaving Bethel and heading up the Kuskokwim River, we turn into the Queethluck River and go several miles past Queethluck. We pull up to the muddy, curving bank below the falling down buildings with peeling paint and broken windows surrounded by green tundra bursting into summer. The abandoned Moravian Children's Home campus has become somewhat of an attraction, with local tour boats and occasional berry pickers stopping by. Dorms, classrooms, and a church served as a home for many of the region's orphaned children between 1926 and 1973. Founded by Moravian missionaries, the home provided care and education to children, most of whom were Alaska Native. Diane Cheney Kaufman was here in the 50s.
And I was here twice. The first time, my dad was in the National Guard, and he got stationed in Texas, so they put us here. And then later, my mom had TB, and so they put her in Anchorage in the TB ward. And so my brother and I were here then.
It's a story that's all too familiar in the YK Delta. Children separated from parents because of difficult circumstances, often related to epidemics that swept through the region for years after contact, even into the 1950s. After the 30-minute boat ride, Kaufman steps into one of the old buildings where she spent those early years.
Wow, a pool table?
Apparently, visitors set up a makeshift game room in the abandoned building. So we've just entered the children's home, and the former residents are walking around, checking things out. There's a lot of broken glass on the floor. Clyde Pavel was at the home in the mid-50s when he was 11. He was born in Congiganuck and raised in Bristol Bay. His single mother drowned during fishing season, and he says that's how he ended up at the children's home. He says he got into trouble, which meant spending a lot of time at the woodpile.
Do something wrong, you get to chop extra blocks of wood.
Did you chop a lot of wood?
Oh, yeah. That's why we were kind of good on the baseball field, softball field. Did a lot of homers.
Katie Basil, a photographer who grew up in Bethel, says she always wanted to know more about the mysterious place she'd grown up visiting.
It's kind of a remarkable place. It's out literally in the middle of nowhere. You know, you're driving down the river in your boat, and all of a sudden these buildings just kind of rise out from the alders, and it's very mysterious. And I can remember going there as a kid, and, you know, I think we camped out there a few times, and there was just always something so intriguing and haunting about it.
And Basil's photographs of the home do capture that haunting feeling. Everyday things out of place, some destroyed by the elements, others remarkably intact. A vintage vacuum cleaner photographed in different places around the home now sits outside in a puddle. Books on speaking good English and citizenship rest inside a window without mold or dust. Before we take off, Jeff Buffy Pavel, Clyde's son, says he hopes Basil's project brings to light a painful but important chapter of history that's nearly lost.
Know where your heritage came from, that who lived up here, you know. Listen to what kind of stories they had to say, you know.
Photographs of the children's home, portraits of former residents, and recordings of their oral histories will be on display at the Bethel Cultural Center through the end of August. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.